My name is Libby Eggert. I am a third year at Grinnell College, and this summer I was part of the Team Renfrew summer research team. I'm going to read for you my cemetery walk. I'm going to tell you about the life of Mumford Holland, a figure of Grinnell's history, whose story has been glossed over. Mr. Holland was not related to the Renfrew family, but his story is deeply intertwined with theirs in life and death. His life has many lessons to teach us about how we respect and remember the people in our life. Mr. Holland was born in Princeton, Kentucky, to a mother and a father. We don't know anything about his parents, but it is likely that they were enslaved, and Mr. Holland was born into enslavement. He left Kentucky to escape enslavement and found his way to Grinnell. Unfortunately, not many records exist of Mr. Holland's life. Fewer exist of his life before 1870. We don't have a record of when he was born, but newspapers reported that he was 108 at the time of his death in 1916, which would mean he was born in 1808. Mr. Holland served in the Union Army as a cook briefly. After this, he crossed paths with George Christian, who invited him to work at a hotel he owned in Grinnell. In 1870, the Grinnell census recorded him as being a table waiter. Grinnell is not Mr. Holland's hometown, but he lived here for the last 40 years of his life. In 1878, at age 70, he married a woman named Jenny Kimbone, who we know nothing about, except that she died before the turn of the century. Mr. Holland was an unbelievably hard worker. He did a plethora of odd jobs around town, notably one as a garbage man. He owned property, which we believe he rented out on occasion to other visiting laborers. He was a recognized figure, though he was not always regarded in the most flattering sense. Most of the records of Mr. Holland appear as light-hearted newspaper anecdotes and rarely in official records or serious stories. This suggests he was not taken seriously in town, as a man, as an elder, as a community member, but rather a comic relief, a safe and tokenized black presence for the white community members to feel good around. The general implications of the newspaper articles about him are that Mr. Holland was nice and approachable despite the color of his skin. There is a haunting portrait of Mr. Holland in the Grinnell archives. This portrait is sophisticated and thoughtful. It stands in stark contrast to the trivial anecdotes and the lack of records about him. For a man who was so present in his community, his memory was not recorded or honored. But the portrait is that departure. This leads us back to his connection to the Renfrews. In a predominantly white town, community between black families was invaluable. And we know that Mrs. Eva Pearl Renfrew, Miss Edith's mother, built this community for her family. She invited the visiting Rosenwald Scholars, a cohort of young black men who were invited to attend Grinnell College, to have dinner with them every week, which is ultimately what inspired Miss Edith to attend the college. It was a full and lively house, with piano playing and food cooking. Dinners, weddings, and funerals were hosted in this house. It comes as no surprise that Mrs. Eva Pearl Renfrew and her sister took in Mr. Holland as a part of their family. The Renfrews saw Mr. Holland as a real person, a homeowner, a widow, a resilient member of his community. They invited him into their home as early as 1911. The first account of them interacting was a newspaper story of Mrs. Eva Pearl Renfrew going into her cellar and finding an alligator. Mr. Holland was at the house during this incident. This suggests that Mr. Holland was a likely guest of the 511 Second Avenue house if he was there to witness this chance encounter. In the final years of his life, Mr. Holland moved in with Mrs. Anna Catherine Good, Mrs. Renfrew's sister, Miss Edith's aunt. Mrs. Good's husband, Ed Good, died in 1901 and asked Mr. Holland to look out for his son, William. Mr. Holland financially supported William Good through the income of his properties and left him his assets after death. Ultimately, William Good did not receive anything from Mr. Holland's will directly because he was a minor, but he was well supported throughout his life. Henry B. Lucas, who is also intertwined with the Renfro family, was responsible for executing Mr. Holland's will, a process that took almost 4 years. Mrs. Eva Pearl Renfro received money from the liquidation of Mr. Holland's assets, which she filed for on account of caring for him for almost a year and a half. She used this money to buy this house, buy Mr. Holland's house. The probate is messy, but our understanding is that Mr. Holland promised Mrs. Eva Pearl Renfro if they came back to Grinnell and took care of him, he promised that he would leave them his house. Although it wasn't processed formally in writing, it seems that everyone was on the same page about this informal process. The great task of caring for Mr. Holland in his final years and also ensuring that his life and assets after death were taken care of were assumed by the Renfro family. He is now buried in the Good plot. Anna Catherine Good owns this plot and the surrounding plots where she is buried. Frankie Good, Anna's foster son, who died very young and tragically in 1901, is also buried here. Her husband, Edward Good, the one who asked Mr. Holland to watch William, died in 1901. He is buried there. Mrs. Eliza Jane Craig, Mrs. Eva Pearl, and Mrs. Anna's mother, Mrs. Edith's grandmother, died in 1924. She is buried in this plot. The significance of this should not be lost on us. Mrs. Good buried Mr. Holland with her departed mother, her husband, her son. Mr. Holland was a part of the Good Renfro family and legacy. The portrait of Mr. Holland is small but significant. In this photo, there's a life of a resilient man who survived the most horrendous conditions and died surrounded by a family who loved him and cared for him. The Grinnell Historical Museum has a mural of Grinnell's most significant places and faces. The five faces on it are J.B. Grinnell, the three other founders, and Mr. Holland. This reminds us that Mr. Holland is Grinnell's history. Whoever painted that mural decided he was as significant in our history as the namesake of our town. For how important he is, his story has not been told, but I hope we can start to honor him in our future. When I think about Mr. Holland, who lived and was still independent, vibrant, going out on his own at 108, I think about the wonderful Mrs. Edith Renfro Smith, who is doing all of those things at 109. Her mother, Mrs. Eva Pearl Renfro, was intentional and adamant about making sure her children got an education, were self-sufficient and confident in themselves. I'm sure she expressed this sentiment to Mr. Holland. He played a huge hand in their success, influencing and contributing to their future, the least of which by leaving them his house. He would have known the four oldest Renfro children, who were 12, 10, 9, and 7 at the time of his death, all of whom would go on to graduate from college. He would have been around when Mrs. Edith Renfro Smith was born. I pose to you this vision that I like to come back to. Mr. Holland holding 2-year-old Edith Renfro, imagining a radically different future for her. A future where she grew up and excelled in her elementary and high school education, where she graduated from one of the most prestigious colleges in the country, where she got married and had 2 daughters, where she built a beautiful life for herself in Chicago, where a state-of-the-art building would bear her family name for centuries in honor of her remarkable legacy. If only he could see her now. Thank you.